But for once, the three children didn't have to think of something. As the youngsters reached the van, a friendly-looking man with a guitar in his hands and a beard on his face leaned out of one of the windows and called to them.
"We almost left you behind, brothers and sisters," he said. "We filled the van up with free gas, and now we're all set to head off to the hospital."
With a smile, the man unlatched the door of the van and opened it, beckoning to the three children.
"Climb aboard," he said. "We don't want our volunteers to get lost before we even sing the first verse. I heard something about murderers lurking around this area."
"Did you read it in the newspaper?"
Klaus asked nervously. The bearded man laughed and strummed a cheerful chord on his guitar.
"Oh, no," he said. "We don't read the newspaper. It's too depressing. Our motto is, no news is good news. You must be new volunteers not to know that. Well, hop in."
The Baudelaires hesitated. "As I'm sure you know, it is rarely a good idea to get into an automobile with somebody you haven't met before, particularly if the person believes in such nonsense as no news is good news. But it is never a good idea to stand around a flat and empty landscape while the police are closing in to arrest you for a crime you have not committed." And the three children paused for a moment to decide between doing something which is rarely a good idea and something that is never a good idea. They looked at the bearded man with the guitar. They looked at each other. And then they looked back at the Last Chance General Store, where they saw the shopkeeper rushing out of the front door and toward the van.
"Okay," Violet said finally, "we'll hop in."
The bearded man smiled, and the children stepped into the VFD van and shut the door behind them. They did not hop, even though the man had asked them to hop in, because hopping is something done in the cheerful moments of one's life. A plumber might hop, for instance, if she finally fixed a particularly difficult leak in someone's shower. A sculptor would hop if his sculpture of four basset hounds playing cards was finally finished. And I would hop like nobody has ever hopped before if I could somehow go back to that terrible Thursday and stop Beatrice from attending that afternoon tea where she met Esme Squalor for the first time. But Violet, Klaus, and Sunny did not hop, because they were not plumbers fixing leaks, or sculptors finishing works of art, or authors magically erasing a series of unfortunate events. They were three desperate children, falsely accused of murder, forced to run out of a store into a stranger's automobile to avoid capture by the police. The Baudelaires were not hopping, even as the van started its engine and began to drive away from the Last Chance General Store, ignoring the desperate signals of the shopkeeper as he ran to try to stop them. As the VFD van began to drive across the lonely landscape, the Baudelaire orphans were not sure they would ever hop again.